Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
The ANC celebrated its 108th birthday this weekend. 113th. I don't know why I thought
108th. Don't worry.
Yeah. 113th. And you obviously would have seen everything on TV. You obviously would have seen the parties and you'd have read the tweets. What I found interesting was what ANC Youth League president Khaled Malatji said when he was asked by Usam Ngelo from the SABC what he thought regarding the EFF. And this is what he had to say.
Okay. Will he be going to knock at the EFF doors? We see Mbuyiseni Ndlozi has resigned as a member of parliament. He's still a member of the EFF. But would you like to get him into your ranks? Would you be sending calling to go and engage him?
That's his. Yes, I've already started the work. I've said it in public, Sam Gela. It's not new. We've invited the EFF to close shop and come home so that we unite everyone behind the National Democratic Revolution.
Thanks. Will you be calling Mbuyiseni Ndlozi? I've got his number.
I've called him already.
So as you can hear, he says he will be calling him and invite them to close shop and then come join the ANC. Obviously, I think he's being facetious.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if that call is to be made, it definitely would be made by him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they'd heed the call. But what it did get me thinking, because there's a lot that's happened since the last time we did the show last year in December to now, a month later.
Yeah.
Mbuyiseni Ndlozi has resigned from parliament. Doesn't come as a surprise, actually. I think you could have foreseen it. But it also seems like the EFF, specifically after their conference, has, let's call it, stabilized their losses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're rebuilding now. But at the same time, the MK looks like they're falling apart. If we are to believe that there really is tension between Ututu now.
No, Floyd.
Yes.
Mm.
Not to Zani, to Zile.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, then, I've got a question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
This ANC that they speak of, is this still the party to join when things fall apart, or do you go somewhere else? Mpo, we'll start with you.
We were actually having this conversation, I think, sometime last week, when I was asking Nguti, is this the beginning of the end for the ANC? And quite a lot of people said, listen, the ANC started falling apart a long time ago. So I don't know if this is the party to actually join if you are leaving another party. Also because we, as much as the MK might have its cracks at the moment, it has shown to be the party that a lot more people are gravitating towards. Not necessarily an ANC that you're not sure what is capable of what.
So it's not the beginning of the end for the ANC.
Hmm.
The ANC has already ended.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, let me tell you, let me give you, I was speaking to a friend of mine and I gave him this analogy. In hunting, right, when you shoot an animal, first of all, you've got to pick the caliber of the weapon. And then you've got to hit the animal in a way that it won't run further.
Mm.
If you just wound the animal will carry on running. Eventually, it will die, but it will die nowhere close to where you hit it.
Yep.
The ANC was wounded a long time ago, but it's a mammoth.
Mm.
So it will take a while for the ANC to collapse. But God, the Messiah.
That's what I wanted to say, that it even though it looks like it's slowly dying, or as you're saying, it's already gone, it's a very slow death, and it's going to take a while, because the ANC has proven, in my view, to resort to any measures as long as it still gets to have a say. The agreement between its GNU partners is one such, I would say, solution that it has resorted to. And I think before the ANC dies, it will be willing to stand up and try anything with any other political party.
I mean, we saw what Mbalula was doing out in Khayelitsha.
Yeah. And Malema himself has said in the past that he would consider an alliance between his party and the ANC, but he wouldn't individually join the party. So, yeah, I think you're right. It'll take a long time.
So interesting that you say that. because I said this on Twitter, I think, earlier on this week. The easiest path for Malema to the, not just now presidency of the ANC, talking presidency of the country, the easiest path would be for him to form a coalition with the MK. Right now, as things stand. Now, obviously, I say this situs paribus. A lot could change. Plenty of other people could join the EFF. The EFF could see itself getting strengthened. The MK could see itself getting weakened. And the ANC, that we currently believe to be dying, could suddenly not die for whatever reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to look at it this way. One, Cyril's on his way out. Second term, there's no other way around it unless you change the constitution. Zuma at MK is old, twilight years. Literally, last couple of years before he dies. Forget retirement.
Inevitable.
Right?
Also, he's got unfinished business with the ANC.
Yeah. The only person in South Africa who's as charismatic of a politician is Julius Malema. Now, if Julius Malema were to somehow make good with the MK guys, bring his following, which he already has in the EFF, you've seen, they came out of conference literally unscathed, like guys are getting elected unopposed, right? So if he were to bring that following, they take the following the MK has, everybody who's now disillusioned with the ANC would vote for them. And trust me, there are a lot of people that are disillusioned with the ANC.
Yeah, that's the path for me that makes more sense. The ANC does not look attractive right now. I mean, they've been in power for a very long time, and the country, unfortunately, hasn't really, in many areas, improved, and they've had the opportunity to prove themselves. So right now, the vehicle that looks attractive from the outside looking in, with the impetus, yeah, there's a bit of fighting right now, as you mentioned, with Floyd and Duduzile, is the MK. And I just don't think pride would let him go back to the ANC. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. So let us know what your thoughts are. Do you feel like, well, as Mpo asked, this is the beginning of the end for the ANC, or do you feel like this is actually the beginning of something new altogether in politics?
Hey, Sizwe and Soul, welcome back. Abuyile for sure, Makosi. But you know what? Like I said to Mpo the other day, ANC agnanics. No, umlilo wamaphepha, umlilo weparafini lona, uyaphela manje. There's absolutely nothing, zilch, nada. ANC, like I said, and I will always say this, ANC from 1994 to now, ANC has lied to the people. ANC has deceived the people. ANC deceived the ANC. You know, so Mina, I'm not buying Uguti. This is the beginning of a new ANC. No, there's absolutely nothing.
Do you think there could ever be a renewal in the ANC, so?
No.
Yeah. If anything, there will be a leadership vacuum. So after Cyril leaves, then everybody in the ANC is going to be scrambling to want to fill that gap. And they're going to be fighting for power. It's going to be crazy.
Amadoda amakhulu amadodakazi abuyile namhlanje sizwe mina ngithi ANC hayi ayiphele ngayo vele ngabe sekuphelile. The nation must remember which ANC took a national party under its wing. We should have realized with Laba Laba that was the beginning of their death. I think mina ANC we should bury it. Okay, it will take long, but you should bury it.
That's funny. Well, when they took the national party under its wing, they were in control. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. This GNU is very different. This GNU, they need the people that they're in coalition with. So that's the difference, eh? My babies! Uncle C's is back. But also, I think you may still be asleep because I think you're still on holiday.
Some are going back to school today, others tomorrow. Some on Wednesday. The majority on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, let's find out who's up and who's not. Let us know if you can recognize this clip and where it's from.
There's 104 days of summer vacation and school comes along just to end it.
Mavati low-hanging fruit. This really? Is low-hanging fruit.
But this is what we need. We need this for the babies. We need this for the babies. This is not classic crossover.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's the first day. The ladies and the babies need even to know
though,
what's up.
Even they are gonna come back and say, "Uncle C's, please too respect easy. Us."
I'm too short for this low hanging.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
hey,
catching it.
That is funny.
You're gonna hang your ass, man.
I am stretching out. No,
that is funny. Father, stretch my head. Okay, so then if you know what it is, ask mom and dad if you can use their phone and give us a shout or send us a voice note 086-000-0959. ANC celebrated its 113th birthday, and ANC Youth League president Colin Malatje then spoke about how he's put a call out to the EFF to close shop and come back home to show that he probably wasn't being serious. It's either that or he doesn't know the ANC constitution himself. There's no way Julius can go back to ANC. He was fired. Well, not fired, but he was expelled from the ANC, right? So I don't see how that happens. But yeah, he said he was going to call Ndlozi specifically. I don't know if that would help the ANC either. The one person who could go back to the ANC, funny enough, is Floyd. Because Floyd, you know, he was not expelled. What are your thoughts?
I hope you put the flowers. She did a great job while you are away. From my percent, I would say that I don't think that ANC is that dead. It will rise because of the situations and anything around the parties. I think they can balukisa whatever ever run along. Beside that, ANC is going to go. It will rise again. And again, I don't see Julius going to MK. How can you go to the people by long about 7 o'clock? People who took your members, people who, you understand, I don't think you'll go there. I don't think so. So for him, it's just to make his party stronger and stronger and start to respect his followers. That's all he will win.
So let me be honest with you, right? I'm not sure what his reasoning would be for not going, right? But it certainly can't be something as petty as they took your members. This is not personal, right? And as long as it's not his ego stopping him from going. All I'm saying is theoretically, it's unlikely to happen. I know that. It's a very, very, very big if. Theoretically, though, if he were to join, that would be the quickest way for him to the presidency.
Morning, 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 double S. Yes, Sizwe and Sol, welcome back. Happy New Year. I love the song and getting ayo. The question, and the answer you're gonna for me, I'm saying you can't predict. For me, I can't predict by it. Hey, back to Simba Tumuntu Lala Vugi politiku muntu lala vuge. So hey, mong atile utile hey uzos bonu na mang. Men I just watch and learn.
Aye. Mina mbugele I print picture phela le ngibukele bayangena baya phupa baya didizela baya saba makwana ayisizobona kuyophele laphi akusabukele jebini.
I think ANC just more like do you know that series actually love and then mashayi top season one and then more feel good 2 years ago and then we were in Zana and more feel like I won and I've been in budget day two. Yeah, ANC in jail.
That's funny. Okay, so it basically means they had a good run, but these days they've gone on for too long. There's a, well, it's not a saying, but when I used to make TV shows, we used to always say, rather leave the people wanting more. Don't make a show too long, and don't make more seasons than you need. However, we were driven by creativity when we were making TV. So we weren't necessarily driven by profits. You see? Because our business model was something else.
And also, generally with TV shows, if you're going to still continue with that analogy, it's difficult for a show to lose a momentum and then regain it. And we've seen even in politics, once a party starts losing lots of votes, like more than 2 election cycles, it never really recovers. Show me a party that lost a huge chunk of its voters and then recovered again.
Sizwe, there's this thing about ANC that's continuous being preached around the issue of renewal. Thabo Mbeki has been speaking about renewal. Ramaphosa spoke about renewal. Like, when will you see this renewal? Every time they speak about renewal, but when will you see the actual renewal? Remember the GNU again, the issue of ANC, if you get the majority. This preaching about renewal, but how and when will you see ANC renewing itself?
Very, very, very good question. Where is the renewal and when are we likely to see it?
Look, I think Malema is angry. at MK for cleaning up his party with prominent membership, prominent members. So he's not happy, and he's gonna try to punish the MK. So it's a matter of waiting for Cyril to vacate office, and then he will join alliance with ANC, hoping that DA, this GNU, will fall apart. So he'll form alliance with ANC. That's my view. And there, he will get probably, he can get the deputy president position. It cannot even be with MK that he gets to be a president. The closest he can come, I think, is if he joins the ANC and he can become a president.
You said deputy president. Okay, I agree with you, actually. That's also another path. We'll just see how things play out.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.